USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia's Secretary of State recertified the results of the November election on Monday following another recount, a result that gave former Vice President Joe Biden a win by about 12,000 votes. But some, including Congressman Jim Jordan, still have questions about the election's integrity. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that if Georgia's election officials are so confident in their processes, they should allow the examination of signatures on absentee ballots.
Why won't some of these, why won't Governor Kemp in Georgia, for example, let us recheck the signatures and actually find out the rejection rate that Mr. Starr was talking about early? It was next to nothing this election when you got 41% of the electorate sending a mail-in ballot in. That defies any type of common sense. So why don't these guys let us check it out? If they're so confident their elections were fine, why don't they let us check it out? But they refuse to do so, and that's what's troubling so many Americans.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A stopgap measure may be coming to keep the government open, but there hasn't been much progress towards another coronavirus stimulus package. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress cannot stay on the sidelines as millions of Americans are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell saying Democrats are dragging out negotiations.
Their strategy has been all or nothing, and so struggling Americans have, of course, got nothing. Well, we're down to the wire, Madam President, down to the wire.
The Kentucky Republican hoping to fire up his colleagues here so something will get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess. The House is expected to vote Wednesday on a stopgap measure to avert a partial government shutdown after current funding is set to expire this Friday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are also hoping the one-week stopgap will give them more time to negotiate over a relief bill. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A man fights off a bear to save his best friend. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A California man ended up in a fight with a bear to save his pit bull named Buddy. CBS 13 Sacramento reported Caleb Benham said the day before Thanksgiving he heard a growl and saw a bear had the dog in its mouth. Caleb said he just ran down there, plowed into the bear, tackled it, and grabbed it by the throat until it let go. Mr. Benham describes the injuries to the dog.
Stapled up right there and then down the side. It's all stapled right there. His eye stitched right there and right here. Actually had got him right on the corner of his eye right there, but didn't get his eye.
The incident took place in Nevada County, California, which is west of Reno down the I-80. The bear has returned several times since the attack, and Benham said he can't figure out how to get the bear to leave him alone.
And today is Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day is observed annually on December 7th to remember and honor the 2,403 U.S. citizens who were killed in the Japanese surprise attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941, which led to the U.S. declaring war on Japan the next day and thus entering World War II. It was in 1994 that Congress designated December 7th of each year as a day of remembrance. On Pearl Harbor Day, the American flag should be flown at half-staff until sunset to honor those who died as a result of the attack on U.S. military forces in Hawaii. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.